We'll shift gears now, get into some NBAs we talked about. You know, talked about the Lakers, and obviously there's always, you know, with their struggles the last couple of years, always talk, you know, what will happen in the offseason. And obviously you started out with a bang just last night, so it's good timing to have a senior editor with Lakers Nation and LakersNation.com. Corey Hansford join us, and Corey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. My voice is a little off, but like a Jordan flu game, I'm playing sick for you guys.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, no worries, and we appreciate having you on. Greg here along with Dave, and you know, you talked to Kevin a little bit there. And, you know, of course, Corey, when we first scheduled you to have you on, it's before any announcement came with Luke Walton. But, you know, are you surprised kind of how quickly the process ended up playing out where, you know, you have it worked out? He's the only guy they interviewed, and now they're ready to roll.
Yeah, I think everybody was surprised. Luke himself said he was pretty surprised with how quickly it came about. And Steve Kerr said the same thing. After Byron was first fired, Mitch Kupchak basically said that it'll probably take about 2 weeks. And there were interviews scheduled both with Spurs assistant Torrey Messina and former Cavs coach David Blatt. So they did plan on interviewing multiple people. They had also been in contact with Jeff Van Gundy. But they sat down with Luke. I believe they sat for about 6 hours Thursday night. And that was all everyone needed. And if you find your guy, you just go ask them and lock it down then. And that's what the Lakers did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And do you think, I mean, because I know, at least publicly, you know, I know, you know, Jeannie Buss had an interview recently. And, you know, how she didn't know that, you know, Byron Scott was going to be let go, or at least saying that. But do you believe that maybe the last few months that maybe Mitch and this in mind to let Scott go, and then as soon as they knew, hey, there's an opportunity, you know, we could possibly get Luke Walton in, that really that cemented it to let Scott go? Or you think maybe just that situation was that you kind of saw this coming no matter who was out there, that maybe Scott wasn't the right guy to continue with the rebuild?
I say most fans and most people watching from afar were pretty adamant that Scott just wasn't the guy. But you would think that if the Lakers knew that he wasn't the guy, that they would have just let him go once the season ended. And instead, they waited a week or two and met with him and you know, kind of discussed some things. So maybe they weren't sure who all was interested or what all they could get. And then they kind of had a feeling about Luke. But I think they legitimately were torn. There were reports that Jeannie Buss herself was really pushing for Scott to remain for another year. So I think there was really some internal struggle about whether or not to keep Scott. And ultimately, they decided against it, and they found their guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and kind of looking at this with the young Lakers roster, you know, with D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, you know, Larry Nance Jr., and, of course, you know, with Jordan Clarkson in there. You know, bringing in a young coach like Luke Walton, who I believe, you know, had worked with the D-League team a few years back, if I recall. You know, you see this, a 36-year-old that can kind of relate to them. How huge do you think that can be with their development?
I think it's a really good thing for Luke being younger. He's able to communicate a little more, and that was one of the issues that Byron Scott really had. Was communicating, especially with Russell, with some of the younger guys, that he couldn't really relate to him. He had a very old-school approach. And Luke is a little more of a new-school approach. He's really good at communicating with guys. And if you talk to those guys like Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, and they were talking about how relatable he really was and how good he was at really communicating with younger guys as well as older people. So I think one of Luke's strongest points is going to be able to, his ability to communicate. And with a team as young as the Lakers had, like you said, with Russell, with Randle, with Nance, with Clarkson, who are all 23 years and younger, 2 years in the league or less, Luke's ability to really communicate with those guys, get those guys to buy into his system, play hard for him every night, that's going to be a huge key to his success.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, of course, we're speaking with Corey Hansford, senior editor with Lakers Nation. And check out all the good stuff at LakersNation.com. And, you know, as you mentioned there, just talked about, you know, with Walton, kind of the new school approach. And because of the high remarks he's got from, you know, the players there in Golden State, as you mentioned, how much of an effect could this be on potential free agents? Obviously, the Lakers have, you know, the cap space this year, tons of it. You know, there's your big names out there. Who knows if what the possibilities are of a guy like Durant or anyone like that. But, you know, maybe guys right below and then in future years. I mean, the effect now of having kind of this a younger coach that, you know, a lot of people around the league vouching for, saying, wow, how great he is with his players. How big of an effect could this be with luring guys back to L.A.?
That's the big question that's on everybody's mind. It still remains to be seen if he's going to be able to bring in guys, but I'm sure having a plan and having a vision for what they want to do going forward is something that's going to appeal to them. The good thing with the Lakers now is that they do have some guys who people have seen. People have seen the flashes of Russell. People have played against Randle. Clarkson's been good for 2 years now. So you do have a little bit more of a thing that you can see, a tangible thing that you can sell to these guys. And I think Walton being able to communicate and show that plan going forward is going to help them. Now, of course, the main guys, Kevin Durant or Hassan Whiteside, those are still going to be tough guys to get, regardless of who the coach is. But there's also worth noting that two of the better restricted free agents are Harrison Barnes and Festus Ezeli, both of whom were with the Warriors and are assumably have a good relationship with Luke Walton. So maybe Walton coming over here gives the Lakers something of an inside track on those guys coming from Golden State, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be interesting and, you know, big if that could work out. And, you know, also another big portion of the offseason kind of will rely on luck here. You know, if the Lakers, when draft lottery time comes, you know, could stay in the top three, they'll be able to keep their pick rather than have it go to Philadelphia. And, you know, I know a lot comes into play here on this, but, you know, do you believe that, you know, Mitch Kupchak will really look to see, you know, let's see what we can potentially get for this pick if we can bring in a player in their prime right now, you know, make a trade, you know, let's say they get the number one overall pick and, you know, have an opportunity to bring in a big-time guy that you could really build with, you know, Russell and Randle and company. You know, what are your thoughts on that? I know that's a little ways away and obviously a lot comes into play, but do you believe they might push harder if they keep a top three pick to maybe move it for immediate help?
I would guess that they're going to look very hard at all options available if they do keep the pick, regardless of whether it lands one, two, or three. The Lakers feel like, and the Lakers have a decent young core. Like you said, it's four young, talented guys who have shown that they can play in the NBA. And there's a special thing as having too much young talent. You want to have veterans and, you know, guys who have been around to really, you know, help the kids grow. And so it's difficult to build around kids. Even you look at a team like Minnesota, as talented as their young guys are, you know, they didn't win 30 games this year. So you want to get right. Some veteran guys. And having that pick and dangling that in the trade with maybe one of these young players that they do have is probably their best chance of getting a star in their prime, because you can't just force someone to sign in free agency. You have to convince them to do that. But having that pick, even if it's one or two, and I know most fans have their eyes on Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram as the two prizes of this draft, well, obviously, everyone else thinks the same thing. So if those are the two guys and you have one of those two selections, you're going to be better able to get a really good player for the first or second pick than you would for the third pick in a two-player draft, which is what most see it as. Right. So I definitely see the Lakers exploring all options. There's been rumors about DeMarcus Cousins having ran through his time in Sacramento. Chicago was supposedly looking at blowing things up, maybe with Derrick Rose or Jimmy Butler. There's issues in Houston with James Harden. So there's guys who could be available in trade, and I think if the Lakers feel like that's a possibility and they can bring someone in, I wouldn't doubt for a second they're going to look hard at making that trade.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be a very exciting offseason in general, especially with the Lakers, to see how everything works out. And, of course, we're speaking with Lakers Nation senior editor Corey Hansford. And, you know, Corey, before we let you go, the ownership situation, Jim Buss running the basketball side of things, and, you know, you have Jeannie, president, doing business stuff. Now, I know how Jim came out a while ago and, you know, what is it, the three-year type of plan, that we're going into that third year where, you know, he would resign or step down if they didn't make it, I believe, to the Western Conference Final at least. But my confusion that comes in here is, I mean, and hopefully they can do that, but I know it's tough to do it this quickly. But is that something that you think he'll really hold himself to, or does Jeannie Buss and maybe the other Buss kids have the ability where if this year there wasn't much improvement, or even if there is, but if they don't get to that level yet, where they have that power to let Jim go? Or, you know, do you know how that's working? Because I've always heard a few different things, that Jeannie has the ability, but then recently I had heard, no, all the Buss kids would have to vote. And so do you know much about that and how you think that might all play out?
As far as I know, Jeannie does have the ability. I may be wrong about that, but as far as I know, Jeannie has the ability. And, you know, this was a plan that Jim made on his own. No one asked, you know, no one said, you know, how long do you think it's going to take, or do you think you need to step down? He did this on his own and basically said, I'll resign after 3 years, and this is that third year. And Jeannie has said that she would hold him to that, you know, to that timeline, which is going to come a year from now. So if he's going to make that turnaround, this is the year he's got to do it, which is why you would think the Lakers are going to go all out in winning this offseason. Yeah. The question becomes, as you said, if the Lakers make some progress, let's say they sneak into the seventh or eighth, you know, playoff spot in the West, but get knocked down in the first round. You said Western Conference Finals. That's not the Western Conference Finals, but that is serious progress. Would that be enough to get him another year? That's the question that's on everybody's mind. You know, this is a family business, and they take that very seriously about this being a family business and the Lakers family. And so if the Lakers make some serious progress, it's anybody's guess as to whether or not Jim steps down and whether Jeannie forces him out. But if they're still around that same 25-win mark again for another year, all you can do is take them at their word. And their word has been, from both Jim and Jeannie, that Jim would be gone. So that's the way that we're going to think about it for now.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting, everything going on there, and definitely a step in the right direction, I believe, you know, bringing in Luke Walton and a lot of excitement there, like you said, with these young players. And, you know, when draft lottery time comes, it's going to be huge. And, you know, if they can keep the pick, get in the top three, but like you said, you know, number one or two, because the trade value of that could be significant, could really make for a very good and exciting offseason there for the Lakers and Laker fans. And Corey Hansford, we really appreciate you joining us today. We'd love to have you on in the future, you know, as the offseason progresses, talk about more moves, because we know it will be a busy offseason for the Lakers, so it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I look forward to coming back home with you guys. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Corey. And, of course, that's Corey Hansford with Lakers Nation. You can visit LakersNation.com. He's a senior editor. And so, again, you know, very exciting times ahead, I think, for the Lakers with the Luke Walton hire. And with, as Corey said, the young players they have there. And, you know, as we've seen, the bits and pieces with D'Angelo Russell. I mean, he could take over. And once that consistency comes in, that could be huge. And we'll see what veterans get brought in, and as he said, you know, if let's say you get that first or second pick and you trade it for a good player that can really help you now, maybe, okay, they're getting closer and consider in free agency. So it will be exciting times coming. And this is Breakthrough Sports right here on NBC Sports AM 1060. We'll be right back.